Meseches Peah, Perek Vav, Mishnah Hey, 6-5. This Mishnah begins the discussion of the upper limits of how much can be considered Shecha, and then we'll go on to discuss the other Matanos Leniyim, other gifts to the poor. First, we start with Beis Hillel Shita, who says, Shnei Amarim Shecha, Ushloshan Eina Shecha. Two bundles, let's say of wheat, two sheaves, could be Shecha, but three consecutive sheaves that were overlooked will not be Shecha. That's not to say that one couldn't have tens of bundles of sheaves throughout his field that are shicha, but as one collects the bundles, if he overlooks three consecutively, Beis Hillel says they are not shicha. The reason why he holds that, I'll explain in just a minute in the Mishnah itself. The Mishnah goes on to say, similarly, shnei tzibure zeisim v'charuvin shicha. The laws of shicha apply not just to wheat, but also to olives and carobs, etc., trees which one collects and stores up the produce, and therefore if you have tzibure, or piles of zeisim, of olives, or charuvin, or carobs, so if you overlook them and you're collecting them to bring them into the final place of processing, one or two bundles or piles could be shecha, u'shlosh ne'ena shecha, but three consecutive overlooked piles of olives or carobs can't be shecha. Similarly, shnei hutznei pishtan shecha, u'shlosh ne'ena shecha, two either stalks or bundles of pishtan is flax. So if you collect your flax, you make it in small bundles, let's say, or even if you individual pieces, unlikely, but if that may be the case, if you go and collect them and you overlook two of these units, so that will be shecha, u'shlosh ne'en shecha. But if you skip three consecutive stalks or bundles of stalks, on your way to collecting the stalks to bring them into the final processing, that at three can't be shech anymore. As far as pishtan goes, so remember the halachas of matanos leniyim only apply to foods that are for human consumption, and not just agricultural products in general for animals or industrial use. But, and one might therefore ask, pishtan is flax, and one collects flax in order to make linen, which is for textiles, clothing, and not for food. But that would be incorrect. One of the main foods they ate in the time of the Mishnah were flax seeds, which they used for flaxseed and flaxseed oil. And therefore, it's also collected for food, and that's what we're talking about over here. The Mishnah now continues to talk about something we haven't discussed yet, a different gift to the poor, which is the gift of peret. Peret is very much like leket. Leket is for stalks of grain that fall as one harvests them. It must be left for the poor. Peret is an analogous mitzvah that applies to the harvesting of grapes. If one harvests grapes and one or two of those grapes fall to the floor, those are called peret and must be left behind for the poor to collect. And the Mishnah says, Shnei gargrim peret. Two individual grapes can be peret. Ushlosha einan peret. But if you have three grapes that fall off from a given cluster as you're collecting them, that's not left as peret. The person collecting those grapes can recollect them off the floor and keep them for himself or for the owner of the field, as the case may be. And finally, shnei shibalim leket, two stalks that fall while one harvests the grain can be left as leket, ushlosha einan leket. However, if three stalks or more fall in a given handful, that's not called leket, and the Baal HaBayis or the person collecting it can keep them and not leave them for the poor. Elu kedivrei Beis Hillel, all this is according to Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel holds that two is the upper limit and not three, while kulan, but for all the cases we just said, Beishamai omrim shlosha lanim v'arba l'bal habayis. Beishamai say the upper limit is not two, like Beis Hillel, but rather three. And only when you have four consecutive bundles or stalks or piles or grapes, etc., that's when it is no longer eligible for the gift to the poor and one can keep it. The machlokas between Beis Hillel and Beishamai is based on the psukim. There are two different sets of psukim that talk about gifts to the poor. One is in Vayikra Yud Tes. And there it says, La'ani v'lager ta'azov osam, for the poor person and the convert, you will leave them. So therefore, you have two categories of people, poor and convert. And we're saying, therefore, there's, says Beis Hillel, there are two batches left, one for the poor, one for the convert. However, there's a second set of psukim that talk about these gifts, and that's in Devarim, in Chav Dalet. And there it says, Lager Liyasom v'la almana yiyya. For the convert, the orphan, and the widow, they shall be. So Beis Shammai understand from that pasuk, there are three categories. There's the ger, the convert, the yosom, the orphan, and the almana, the widow, and therefore you have to leave three groups or stalks or piles for the poor, and only more than three wouldn't be eligible. Beis Hillel understand that since the pasuk says leger liyasom vila almana, the vav there connects the yasom, the almana together, the orphan and the widow together, and they are just really another way of saying the aniyim, the poor. So Beis Hillel understand there's really two categories still. There's the ger, the convert, and the poor, which are comprised of orphans and widows, and therefore he says only two is the upper limit. You can see from here why I am a big fan of the Oxford comma.